The devil's advocates may not agree on much, but funny is money.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the 4 o'clock happier happy hour. It rolls on. Now, yesterday on this big show, you can't get to every headline. We try, but can't get to them all. But Dr. Fauci, and I like Dr. Fauci, lots of people like Dr. Fauci, went toe-to-toe with Rand Paul again, the ophthalmologist from Kentucky. I didn't realize Dr. Fauci graduated number one in his med school class. I wonder how our boy Rand Paul did in his ophthalmology class and his self-certified board assignment or something of that sort. It's all very hinky as far as I'm concerned. But here was what was most troubling. Dr. Fauci went on the floor yesterday or to this committee hearing and effectively said, "You're putting my life at risk. When you start calling me out in this way, not in a legitimate fashion, but when you misconstrue my words, my actions, when you say I caused a pandemic, when you start analogizing me or allowing your followers to analogize me to Mengele, well, that puts me at risk." Well, Rand Paul, and I don't know if you saw it, if you watched MSNBC or some other fine news source, because it wasn't on this show yesterday, my apologies, but Rand Paul actually pulled off, you know, prints from Rand Paul's, Dr. Fauci pulled off video or printed, prints of the video. It's hard for me to say. He basically had visual aids at the committee hearing. And the aids were from Rand Paul's website. Dr. Fauci, the guy was fundraising off him. So Dr. Fauci pointed out the fact, "You're putting my life in danger to effectively fundraise off my ass." Well, Senator Rand Paul had a response today. I'd like to share it with you, our fair audience. Senator Rand Paul admitted this week that he is demonizing Dr. Anthony Fauci to raise money because that's what politics is about. Fauci has said that Paul's attacks have resulted in death threats. At a hearing on Wednesday, Fauci called out Paul for his Fire Dr. Fauci campaign website where supporters are asked to donate. "So you're making a catastrophic epidemic for your political gain," Fauci said. During an interview on Newsmax, Paul responded to Fauci's criticism. "We are opposed to him. He should be in jail. And it is about elections. If Republicans take over, if I win re-election, I'll subpoena all his records. And we will investigate whether or not the virus came from a lab in Wuhan." So he does fear that. "And it is about electoral politics," the senator shrugged. "I tell people to go to randpaul.com. If you want to fire Fauci, I'm very honest about that. That's what politics is about, and I'm not pulling any punches." Paul also said that it was unfair to link his attacks on Fauci to death threats received by the, you know, the nation's top immunologist, right? Well, you know, why would there be more than a casual causal effect when I target the man and my followers target the man and they threaten his life? Well, that can't be. I can't be held accountable. That's not blood on my hand. He's not dead yet.
Rand Paul gives me visual aids. That guy.
You know, I'm very proud of the neighbor that tackled Rand Paul. You recall that story? Broke some ribs. You know, not a great thing. Whole scheme of things. Shouldn't be violent. But if you're going to be violent, if you're going to, you know, tag somebody, tackle them in the backyard, well, Rand Paul's not a half-bad target, I'm just saying. Not that I would ever target. You could not possibly construe my words to be as an incitement of violence against Rand Paul, because I would not ever, you know, want that to happen. But if it did, you know, it'd be funny. That's all I'm saying. 844-967-2789. If it happened again, it would be hilarious. Dick from Madison, welcome back.
What a nice day. Matt Gaetz,
it was lovely.
Going down.
Oh, you're not talking about the weather. You're talking about the Trumpsters that are feeling the noose tighten, the legal noose.
And like I said to Matt early this morning, after yesterday's performance, I can understand Rand Paul's neighbor. I only wish I was his neighbor.
No, you don't. You don't want to be his neighbor.
I would love it.
You'd be too tempted, man. At some point, you'd get yourself in trouble. You and I, we'd be in trouble if we were that guy's neighbor.
But can I comment on CJ early in the show?
If you must.
Rant about the inflation. Okay, there are two ways we could have went coming out of this pandemic, CJ. First of all, he's created more jobs in just 1 year than your clown did in four. And that's part of the reason inflation is where it is. The economy heated up really fast. Let me go real slow for you, CJ. The economy heated up real fast because of massive job creation coming out of the pandemic. And that's what fueled some of the inflation, along with the weather. The horrible weather patterns caused a lot of it. It's documented. And it seriously.
Well, as long as you're not blaming it on climate change, Dick, because we all know that's malarkey.
But, you know, this guy, sometimes he gets so irritating that he's just like, I don't know, he's like a herpes sore that won't go away.
Valtrex. Now with better coverage? I don't know. I never had a herpes sore. Didn't really suffer from that, you know, whatever.
Malady, yeah.
Appreciate your call, Dick. You know, on that lighter note, I think I've got the perfect analogy for guys like Rand Paul. And I stole this one. It's not mine. They're like evangelists. Remember Tammy Faye and Jim Baker?
Oh, All Too Well.
Morning Joe. Joe Scarborough, former Republican congressman, now MSNBC host. Well, he compared Republican lawmakers to televangelists fleecing their flock. The Morning Joe host reacted to the video of Dr. Anthony Fauci calling out Senator Rand Paul for leveraging his attacks, which the doctor claims directly inspired death threats, to raise campaign money on his website. Scarborough said, "They're all grifters." Co-host Mika Brzezinski was outraged by the constant attacks on Fauci by conservatives, calling them sick. "We're trying to get through a pandemic, and you have these idiots, these blowhards, who make it some sort of conspiracy theory party for themselves. It's hard to watch. It must be very hard to be Dr. Fauci." Scarborough said they were merely cynical and using their attacks to keep their fans distracted while they picked their pockets. Now, I think we're getting closer to the truth, Joe. "It comes down, at the end of the day, to people just being grifters," Scarborough said. "We're getting more and more evidence of that. More and more text messages are leaking. And people say one thing on television, and they say something else off television on January 6th, or as it pertains to this. You look at the fact that people are using this to raise money. They're using this to get votes. They're using this to get eyes, you know, more eyeballs on their primetime cable news shows. But you look at the election, the Stop the Steal. It's a $1 billion industry. There's a great Washington Post article last week talking about how they've all turned against each other in the Stop the Steal community. You know, they've only got a limited market share, and everybody is tearing in to try and get the money. I talked about the Jim and Tammy Faye Baker last week. All of this we've seen. If anyone of the age of Trump, it's all at the end of the day, including Donald Trump, who lived his life as a moderate Democrat, but realized he could griff off the Republican Party for votes and money. It's all a PTL club scheme." Ouch! A little bit more. "It's remarkable that you have Jim and Tammy Faye Baker show that had been shifted over to American government, and it's been used to grift people. Rand Paul knows better. He certainly, they all know better." And that's where, you know, Joe's quote ends. And Mark's time on the Devil's Advocates begins. Mark from the SAC, welcome back.
Hey, yeah, thanks. You know, thanks for the program. You know, I saw the oncologist just saying good news that considering at the start of this process, you know, it was, my prognosis wasn't good, but I'm a real outlier as
good.
Far as, you know, so everything looks good.
Good health is good news, man.
Good health is good news, you know, considering I started chemo, you know, right when I, more or less, you know, like a month into chemo, COVID hit. So, you know, that was a real
No, we've talked on the air sometimes, Mark. I know it's been challenging for you and the medical people to give you treatment.
And bringing up the medical treatment to give me treatment, you know, my doctor mentioned that how overwhelmed they are at the hospital here in the hospital there in Madison, that how challenging it is for him for all these people that are there, that the unvaccinated people that are coming in seeking, you know, needing treatment and, you know, taking up bed space where, you know, the people that, for me, for example, I mean, I had emergency surgery in November of 19, and who knows if I would have got a hospital bed if COVID would have been in full swing back then, because I needed the treatment then, otherwise I would have died. I mean, it's, you know, might not be the COVID that's killing people that are going to the hospital. It might be the fact that people that are going to the hospital really needing the treatment are not getting it because people are ignoring COVID. And the whole televangelist thing, that not only are they grifting money off these people, they're giving them bad medical advice and increasing the chance, you know, that and spreading out this pandemic. I mean, if Donald Trump would have gotten up in 2020 and said, this is a serious thing, we need to take it seriously, we can't ignore it. But he did not do that then. He said, this is a hoax. When he started, this is a Democratic hoax to hurt me, is, you know, that's what he said on, you know, on the air. And for guys like CJ that, you know, have just given Trump a pass and all that, screw you guys.
We're going to end on that thought, Mark, before it gets profane. I appreciate your call and your listenership, man. Keep kicking out there. For years and years, Mark, we need you listening each and every day right here on Devil Radio. And, of course, WAUK 540 AM, The Shaw 101 FM, WTTN 1580 AM, and to all our fine affiliates all across the nation, KGOE in Eureka, California. We got our friends listening on WCPT 820 AM in Chicago, KTNF 950 AM in Minneapolis, and I believe we're still playing out in WADR 103.5 in Janesville. So you got options, people. Devil's Advocates each and every day, 3 to 5 p.m. And as we build out our glorious new studios in Waukesha, I'm going to expand back to a three-hour show. So we got that to look forward to. It could be a month, 6 weeks, something like that. A lot of stuff on my, you know, agenda between now and then, including taking more of your phone calls at 844-967-2789. Once again, 844-96-PARTY. So we got a few more headlines for the day, and I want to take a few more phone calls before we call it quits for the day. But I think that is the perfect analogy, and I don't, you know, I share it with you. Stolen fair and squaresies from Morning Joe Scarborough. But they're Jim and Tammy Faye Baker. And, one other headline I saw today. What's her name? Kayleigh McEnany gave January 6th committee testimony today. Ooh.
That blew under my radar. Ooh.
That's new news. Jeannie from Eau Claire, being my friend is not new news. You've been our friend for a long time. Welcome back.
Many years, just since I found you. You're a blessing to the state of Wisconsin. And not only are you the greatest radio show on earth, you also have some of the most wonderful callers. The guys that called in before me, just outstanding contributors and bless their hearts and just wonderful people. I mean, you have people that call in that care about others, that care about our country and our state and really in the world. And I just want to say that it's just so uplifting even to listen to the great guests that you have, the great callers that you have. You know, it's the greatest radio show on earth. And that's all I got to say today, guys. So thank you so much.
Jeannie, how am I doing this week with the bookings? I worked extra hard to get some good bookings this week.
Outstanding. Can I make one suggestion?
Sure, make it quick, though.
Come on the air. The guys that are running, the people that are running, get a telephone number for people that aren't real computer literate or have bad internet service, so that if they want to help them out, they got a phone number they can call. I think it's really important for all those running for office. Thank you.
Give Bye-bye. Out a phone number. I'll do so right now. 844-967-2789. More Devil's Advocates. One last segment. We'll be right back.